Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. My slave Matt has returned. He has been missing in action for a few months, and he is back and ready to serve Miss Mandy again. He is, as you may remember, a cuckold hubby, and he has turned into my cock-sucking slave. We were looking for a dominant male last year for him to serve, as we've ruled out women. His wife is not interested in actual sex with him, although she does throw him a little bone occasionally. No pun intended. Slave Matt's got a little dick, and his wife just doesn't enjoy having sex with him anymore, I guess. And I don't have sex with him, of course, but I do enjoy having Slave Matt serve me and suck cock. We've been focusing on men. We've been focusing on the cock. Now, a lot of you guys out there love the cock. This is not a gay thing. This is a cock thing. I have a feeling about that. I think that a lot of times it's easier for a guy to get another guy to do something, because guys are always ready to whip it out and do something with it, where women, I mean, someone like myself, for example, you'd have to take me out on a date, buy me a nice dinner, you know, be nice to me, spend time with me. I'm certainly not going to suck your cock. I don't even suck them anymore. I get fluffer boys like you guys to do it for me. And, you know, seeing a big cock in your mouth, that silky head, it's so rewarding. I mean, I don't think I ever enjoyed it as much as you guys enjoyed doing it. So, right there, I mean, I shouldn't be doing it. You should. Slave Matt's got a little dick, and he likes to be humiliated. And we have been, as I said, looking for dominant males. And he found one. One was so dominant and so demanding, shall we say, that a lot of the stuff he did, I'm not going to post on this blog. He did, however, find another guy to dominate him. And he called me. It was, I think, the second time he was with him. He called me, and we talked for a long time, and I took part in the session. I instructed this dom guy what to do to my slave Matt, and slave Matt sucked his cock, apparently, for a long time. I mean, between the whole thing, I mean, he told me his jaw was sore from this. He licked his ass, and this male did say that he felt that Slave Matt was a good cocksucker, so I pat myself on the back for having him become one. He's been practicing with a dildo, and he does, from time to time, pursue cock. He has pursued women. I've told him this is not his place. He must know his place. His place is to serve me. I am the woman he serves. You know, and he can also serve his wife, of course. Isn't that nice of me? But no women on the outside. You know, he had this one woman that he said was dominant, but she wasn't. She just said that so that, you know, they would do whatever they were doing. And she wasn't dominant. She was faking it because she let Slave Matt have sex with her. And, you know, a dominant woman who has a guy serving her, especially a cocksucker, does not have sex with her slave. So, point taken. I'm sure you all understand. If you read this blog post, you will see what went on during these sessions. It's pretty explicit. We have a post that the Dom wrote in an email to Slave Matt. We also have what Slave Matt, how he felt about it. And he is a cocksucking faggot. He's a loser and a good cocksucker, and I really enjoy when he serves me. So make sure you read this post. There's a lot of good stuff on here. I'd say this is part one because I have to go through my notes. I know there's some more sessions that I can talk about here. He is supposed to be seeing the Dom guy again soon. He was going away for a couple of weeks. He had a couple of appointments set up with a couple of other guys to suck cock. And then there was the backup Dom, who is not my first pick because it's a little hard for me to take, but it's so utterly humiliating that if we can't find anyone else, I guess Slave Matt's going to be forced to lower himself to that level and go see that Dom guy for a giant dose of yucky humiliation, which I'm sure some of you other guys out there would enjoy too. So, Slave Matt, you know what your job is. Your job is to serve Miss Mandy. You are addicted to Mandy, aren't you? And you need cocksucking and ass-licking, and you need cocksucking practice with me. So, let me know how your sessions are going. Let me know if you're reduced to seeing that Dom guy that, you know, is our last choice, because he is so extreme. And you other slaves out there, remember, I will humiliate you. I will make you addicted to me. You need my training, don't you? Are you a loser? Do you have a little dick? I mean, Slave Matt's got an itsy-bitsy little dick. It's so cute. You know, he sent me a lot of pictures, too. Slave Matt's got a little fucking cock. And, you know, certainly I wouldn't fuck him. Oh, and, you know, before I sign off on this audio, this is what the Dom guy that I did the session with Slave Matt with, this is what he said. He said, Slave Matt relayed this to me, and these are in Slave Matt's words, but it's about what the Dom guy said. He said he asked a lot about you, meaning me, and also about his wife, meaning Slave Matt's wife, and he made fun of the fact that he never has sex with either of us, meaning me or his wife, but we both do as we want with other guys, and we both use Slave Matt as we wish. And for those of you out there, you cocksuckers and wannabe cocksuckers, and you guys who want to serve me, take a lesson on that. That is your place, especially you guys with little dicks. And this is not to mention that you guys with big fucking cocks can serve me too. I mean, I do have guys with big dicks who serve me all the time. And, you know, I don't fuck them either. I have regular guys with big cocks that I fuck. So, call Miss Mandy to become addicted to me at 1-877-732-6360. I will be around all weekend. Today is Thursday, and, you know, we have a hot weekend coming up. It's supposed to be hot. I will be out on the boards running in my new running shorts. I got lots of new running sneakers and shorts, and I am going to fucking enjoy myself, and I'm planning on doing lots of sessions this weekend. I want my pussy wet, and I want your dicks hard. So, you little dick losers, call me, and you big cock losers, call me, and you big cock guys that just want to jerk off and have me tell you how to masturbate, you hot fucking guys that make me so fucking horny that I have to run an extra 5 miles, you call me too, because I am ready to play with you at 1-877-732-6360. So, until then, ta-ta. Have a great weekend. Get those cocks nice and stiff for me. And I will talk to you soon. Mwah! From Miss Mandy.